Now, here in lesson 123, we're going to go ahead and look at some of the other skeptics' charges on who Jesus Christ was. And this time we're going to focus in on more evidence for how you could think he was actually Messiah. So click on the screen. Let's take a look at some of these. Remember, we looked at skeptics' charge number 20. What's so unique about Jesus Christ that a world religion would claim him as their leader? We went ahead and looked also at charge number 21. Jesus Christ never directly claimed to be God. Then there's skeptic charge 22. What evidence exists that Jesus Christ is the Messiah? And by the way, we're up to 22 charges that we've been reviewing in this series. And then charge 23. How do you know Jesus' followers didn't just add Isaiah 53 to the Bible after he died? Then you have skeptic's charge number 24. How can you use Isaiah 53 as proof of Jesus Christ as the Messiah fulfilling Old Testament scripture? In this particular lesson, we're going to come back and look again. We already looked once at evidence for him being Messiah on the prophecies. Now we're going to look at his lineage. Go ahead and click on the screen to the next slide. One thing the Messiah had to fulfill is he had to follow the lineage given in the Bible of the path through which Messiah must come. Click on the screen. He has to be a Hebrew. He has to be from Isaac. He has to come from Jacob. He has to come from Judah, then from Jesse, then from David. He has to be born in Bethlehem. He has to arrive and die before the temple is destroyed. Here's all the Old Testament references with those prophecies that explain who this Messiah is, that he has to fulfill these as well. Not just these, but all the other ones we've talked about. Here's the verses in the New Testament that corroborate that all those were fulfilled. And like I said on the previous lesson, we have the Dead Sea Scrolls now that date well before the New Testament was ever written, that had all these Old Testament verses in there, so we know they weren't added. Just look what Jesus said himself. You search the scriptures, because in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they that testify of me. So once again, here we have Jesus Christ showing that he fulfills all requirements for being the divine Messiah. That's lesson 123.